The Department of Public Instruction last week kicked Academic Solutions out of the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program because of a large fight at the center's high school. Academic Solutions says it'll appeal DPI's decision, which came 2 months after the state withheld $1 million in taxpayer funds because of enrollment questions at the school. The state also wants other money back. Monday morning, security guards at both the center's high school and middle school handed out flyers asking parents to keep their kids home for 2 weeks while the school is restructured. One school official called it an early spring break. Parent Misha Butler says she's upset with DPI because she says her son is doing well at Academic Solutions.
There have been times when my son go to MPS. Most of the time he's skipping school. I'm getting a call on the telephone saying that your son did not show up today. I haven't had that phone call since she's been coming here. And I just believe that whoever is over this needs to take their hands off of it and let God do it.
Butler's son, Marion Washington, is in his senior year. He could go to an open enrollment day Milwaukee Public Schools and some voucher schools are having later this week for the Academic Solutions students. But Washington says he does not want to switch to MPS.
There's more gangs in the high school. There's more troubles. There's more drugs. It's more a lot of bad stuff in a MPS school than this school right here. This is a very good school. We have good security guards here.
Washington says he doesn't know anything about the recent fight at Academic Solutions, at which about a dozen juveniles received citations. But State Deputy School Superintendent Tony Evers says the safety of the student body was being compromised.
The issue of how much is too much when you're talking about school safety or how little things are, to some extent, pale in comparison to the need to protect students.
On the wall outside Academic Solutions hangs one of the commonly found banners in Milwaukee, urging Governor Doyle to lift the cap on voucher school enrollment. The state assembly has voted to raise that cap. State Senate action could come soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.